Tennessee Titans are moving on in the AFC playoffs.
Nissan Stadium. Welcome back to the Titans Wits presented by Nissan. Of course, it's Rowdy in here. And you saw as we came in for break, it was Rowdy at the George Jones. That was the official Titans watch party last weekend. Well, they're doing it again. Here's the info right here. The George Jones on 2nd Avenue, 4 p.m. to 11:30. Bucket and food specials all day. Free parking here at the stadium launch GNM. And save 15% on two Lyft rides if you use the code BEATTHEPATS. Beat the Pats. And save yourself the trouble of driving. There you go.
Smart thing to do.
All right, is let's pay off our caption this. Remember from earlier in the show, caption this presented by Nissan. We had this picture of Eric Decker there with the go ahead touchdown. I've fallen and I can't get up. Very nice. Says Dexter. Nice. Next one. Have I told you guys how much I love you lately? I'm sure that was felt all around. And brothers got a hug, says Russ. Very nice, very nice. All right. It is now overtime here on the show. Time for Wendy's question of the week. Chris Miller.
All right, for this one. It doesn't feel like that long ago, but we're going to step back in time to 1999, the Titans, sir.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it was not.
Four or five years.
You think about the identity of that team, Eddie. Hard-nosed, a tough team. What about the identity of this year's team, especially considering those late-game plays by Marcus?
There are similarities. You know, Mike Keith had a great statement at the end of the game. He said, tonight we saw eight become nine because of how he took the game over and have McNair-esque like qualities. There are differences, though. So what is the identity?
Yeah, I think it's the beginning of that. You know, I think this team is still defining who they are. They're still in the process of figuring out their identity. They have yet really to play full four quarters of Titan football from beginning, middle, and end. We saw that in spots, and it's gotten them into the playoffs and a playoff win.
Yeah.
So I think that's still being defined, but certainly the upside is there. They have the players. They have the receivers. They have the defense. They've got the playmaker quarterback. They got a strong, potent run game. And now they're figuring out ways of winning in the playoffs. So it's still in the process of being defined.
It's evolving.
It's evolving.
But the pieces are there.
Oh, the pieces are there. Now, can it all come together up in New England and find a way to beat this team that everybody thinks is going to go to the Super Bowl? Then that's when you say, you know what? This team is a hard-nosed football team. They know how to win under pressure. They know blah, 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 blah. So this is another chapter in this process.
I'm all in on this game, obviously, and I just want to focus on this game. But what I am excited about is what we have years to come with these pieces. They're young. They're hungry. They're playing well together. And that, you know, at the end of the day, number eight behind center, I mean,
it's your chance to win every time.
Yeah, he does. He does. Well, I like it. I love it. How are we're going to pull this one out, right? We're
going to come out.
You're watching the countdown clock right there. Miss Eddie George, thank you so much,
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week. I'll see you next week, Chris.
I'll see you guys next week. Let's do this.